AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump was asked about the status of nuclear talks with Iran.
I'm not happy with the fact that they're not willing to give us what we have to have. So I'm not thrilled with that. We'll see what happens. We're talking later. We'll have some additional talks today. But no, I'm not happy with the way they're going.
Tensions between the U.S. and Iran remain high after their latest nuclear talks in Geneva failed to reach a breakthrough, and as American forces gather in the region. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is expected to travel to Israel next week. The U.S. embassy there had earlier urged staff who want to leave to depart, joining other nations and encouraging people to leave the Middle East. Testifying near New York, former President Bill Clinton told members of Congress he did nothing wrong in his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein and saw no signs of Epstein's sexual abuse. Clinton is appearing before the House Oversight Committee. James Comer is the chair.
Secretary Clinton confirmed this yesterday. Jeffrey Epstein was in the White House 17 times while Bill Clinton was president. We know that Bill Clinton flew on Jeffrey Epstein's plane at least 27 times. So those are questions that we're going to ask.
Melanie Sansbury is a Democrat on the committee.
President Clinton, as of today, has not been accused of a crime. There are not public files available that accuse him of a crime, whereas there are publicly available documents that do allege a crime of President Trump.
Clinton says he saw nothing and did nothing wrong. Attorney General Pam Bondi says 30 more people have been indicted for allegedly taking part in an anti-immigration enforcement protest at a Minnesota church. Sweden says it intercepted a Russian drone during a visit by a French aircraft carrier. Worries about inflation and AI have stocks lower in late-day trading on Wall Street. This is AP News. A top safety official has big problems with an aviation safety package in the House.
National Transportation Safety Board Chairwoman Jennifer Homendy says an aviation safety bill in the House is a watered-down version of NTSB recommendations, and she says that's dangerous.
When we issue a recommendation, those recommendations are aimed at preventing a tragedy from happening again. And if you're just going to give us half a loaf, it's not going to do it. We're not going to save lives.
Homendy says NTSB made recommendations to prevent another mid-air collision like the one last year near Washington, D.C. that killed 67 people. Donna Water, Washington.
Former President Joe Biden flew commercial from Reagan National Airport in D.C. and wound up stuck in delays just like everyone else. Travelers soon noticed Biden because Secret Service agents and local police had surrounded him. Keeping a low profile, Biden sat with a newspaper as he awaited his flight to South Carolina. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.